I'm Ted O'Farrell, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. Have you ever heard of the phrase, when the going gets tough, the tough gets going? Often or not, it may be used as a motivational quote to inspire a person to hang in there, endure, get stronger, while life is difficult. Sometimes, if you hear it at face value, it may hint of forsaking the tough assignment and get going, in other words, leave, quit, give up. If one trusts Wikipedia, it suggests that the phrase came to us through American college football, quoting coaches from the 1950s. In the context of that sport, this phrase would mean that if the game isn't going my way, I'm going to get tough and stick it out until it does, no matter the cost. What does this have to do with a Christian who follows Jesus? I think of the time when the disciples who were following Jesus heard Jesus speak to them in John chapter 6. In this chapter, Jesus demonstrates his divinity by feeding the 5,000, by walking on water, by revealing that he is the bread of life, and by challenging them. He states in John 6, 53 through 54, Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise them up at the last day." Verse 60 is interesting. It reads, "On hearing it, many of his disciples said, 'This is a hard teaching. Who can accept it?'" If you and I were in the crowd, we may have reacted the same way. This is a hard saying to understand. Jesus, do you want me to eat you literally? Are you promoting cannibalism? Jesus is not promoting cannibalism, nor is he stating to his listeners in this moment that he is to be eaten literally. So then what did he mean? Apparently, the disciples began grumbling with each other. What did Jesus mean by this teaching? Jesus knew and responds by saying that he is the one who gives life, abundant, eternal, and everlasting life. From this, they react even more in verses 66 and 67. Many of his disciples turned back and no longer followed him. "You do not want to leave too, do you?" Jesus asked the 12. Can you imagine hearing this tough message? It was hard to digest, to swallow, to understand for the disciple. Following Jesus is becoming hard, difficult. When the going gets tough, what do the disciples do? It says that many of his disciples turned back and no longer followed him. Ouch! How that must have hurt and disappointed our Savior. It moved Jesus to ask his inner 12, "Are you wanting to leave as well?" When the going gets tough, I'm going to bail, leave, give up, stop. Is that the end result of following Jesus? In this moment, the 12 disciples have a choice: to stay and follow Jesus or abandon him. What would you do? Peter comes shining through with his answer as spokesman for the 12. Listen to what he says in verses 68 and 69. Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and to know that you are the Holy One of God." Peter acknowledges that there is no one else like Jesus. There is no one else who has the words of eternal life. There is no one else because we believe and know that Jesus is the Holy One of God. What helps me when life gets tough is that I have come to believe and know that he is the Holy One of God. He is my Savior and Lord. Because he is, I can rely on his strength to see me through and become tough as I continue to follow. I will not turn away or leave. I'll press on and do my best to follow Jesus, no matter how tough the going gets. Why? Because there is no one else like Jesus. How about you? Are you in a tough time? Are you tempted to leave and abandon your faith? Don't do it. Follow the example of Peter and keep following Christ no matter what. Because when the going gets tough, the tough gets going. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.